Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 22nd day of June, 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I don't mean that. It's such an honor and a privilege to know you folks been out there all these years. Some of you over 20 years now, over 20 years listening to this broadcast. I cannot believe it. You're really gluttons for punishment, I guess. But anyway, I'm so glad you're with us tonight. And I do mean that. I'm going to bring up a very special guest in a minute. This fella and myself go back over 20 years, I guess, from knowing each other on an issue. We talked about gun control for many years. We're going to talk to Larry Pratt, who was the former head of the GOA, the purest gun control or gun advocate in this country, a group that I know of, and I've been through a few of them. We're going to talk to Larry Pratt just a few minutes. Before I do that, though, don't forget we're still offering the Backyard Medicine book, folks. It's a wonderful book, and I'm telling you, if you have somebody that's interested in nature at all, or natural remedies and foods, Backyard Medicine is a book that they need in their library. It's the only one I've ever seen that's full color. It helps you recognize a plant. By looking at the book, look at the plant completely. It's so easily done. And it tells you about every part of the plant. What's usable, what's edible, what's you can use for medicine. And it's just a phenomenal book. It's a wonderful book. And folks, it's on sale for $14.95. Now, they are on order. We ran out of them. We got some more order. Be here as soon as possible. But you can place order, I promise, and we'll get it to you as soon as we get them in. Bear with us. We had to order them. These come from, I think, Canada, so it's always a little bit longer coming out of Canada. But we're going to have them available for you as soon as possible. So you call us at 800-777-4403, or if you can call us long distance, 304-846-4448, and tell Lisa you want to order Backyard Medicine. And we still have the 2-for-1 on the REM sleep and Tranquil. And I'd like to read, if I could, very quickly. Our friend Daryl from Pennsylvania, Daryl Eberhardt, sent this to me, and Daryl is a straight shooter. If he tells you something, you can take to the bank. Dear Pastor Butch, thanks for carrying REM sleep. For the first time in about a year, I'm able to get a couple hours of sleep per night. I just started using it about a week ago. You have probably mentioned it already to the CDM broadcast audience, but do they know that REM sleep's recommended serving size of 3 tablets contains a ton of great vitamins and minerals too? Again, it works, and it has a ton of great vitamins and minerals. Thanks for carrying it at CDM. Also, said about 4 days ago, I also started using the Strauss Heart Drops, Prostate Support Drops, and the Biosport Drops. The Biosport Drops seem to be helping. Too early to tell yet with the first two Strauss Drops. So he said the Biosport Drops are helping him already. Folks, the REM sleep's available here. You know that. It's available right now, 2-for-1. You get 2 bottles for $38.95, or if you get 2 REM sleep, or if you want a Tranquil added to it, be 1-in-1, whatever you want to do. But they do work. and Strauss Heart Drops does what they say they will do, also guaranteed. We have those here, and I take them every day. I do. Kidney support, the heart drops, I take the bladder. I take them all because I know they're good for me. And at my age, every little bit helps. But they're guaranteed to work. You can call us here again at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and order whatever you want from us. We'll be glad to get to you as soon as possible. And I do mean it. Bear with us on Backyard Medicine. They are in order. You just haven't gotten here yet. Now, let's get to our guest. I have to say he's one of my favorite guests of the whole history of this program because I've known him for so long and I've met with him personally, and he's the same in person he is on the radio, folks. He's sincere. He's a very patient man, a very evenly spoken man. Not like me. He doesn't get too excited. He just makes the points like a good lawyer and goes on down the road. But I've known this man now for well over 20 years. And Larry Pratt, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Butch. It's nice of you to give that introduction, but I must say, the other way of describing me is low energy.
I just think it's laid back. I've known you a long time, and you have the perfect personality and makeup for fighting bureaucrats and politicians that you did in Washington for so many years. You are perfectly made for that. They would irritate me and make me angry. You just take your time and whittle them down a little bit at a time. That takes more patience than what I have.
Actually, it's not so much patience, is that there's a nasty side of me that kind of enjoys making them uncomfortable, because I've learned over the years that if you don't make politicians, especially because they're elected and should be responsible to the voters, if you don't make them uncomfortable, most of them will never do anything right. So you got to get them irritated. you got to be doing a little pushing and shoving, and that's what makes the system work. And the genius of the founders of this country is that they set up a system where you can do that without having to go out and have a duel every other week.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm seeing that come to unwind some. I'm getting a little nervous about the future of this country. But not just a little bit nervous, a lot nervous. But how long were you the head of GOA?
Golly, I think it was around 40 years. And I'm so delighted that my son, Eric, who he's taken over, and his one of his qualifications is that when he went to college, he did a master's thesis on the role of the colonial militia in 18th century America. In other words, he studied how we were able to shoot the British and gain our freedom, to put it crudely.
Well, were you the original head of the GOA?
Well, it was actually started by a California state senator who had H.L. Bill Richardson, who's now going on to be with the Lord. But the insight that he had was precisely what I was just putting forth as somebody. He was 20 years in the California State Senate, and he knew very, very well that unless you light a little bit of a fire under politicians, they're not going to do anything. At least they're not going to do anything you want, that they're supposed to. And he was in office when Reagan was governor, and to his credit, Senator Richardson was fighting a tax increase that Governor Reagan was pushing, and he was called into the governor's mansion one night during this legislative battle, and they did everything they could to blandishments and offers of wonderful things, and finally he got up and said, "Look, I'm not going along with this. This is not what I signed up for. And besides, you can get the votes you need from the Democrats." And they walked out on Governor Reagan, and that was Bill Richardson, the senator from actually a district outside of Sacramento that actually looks like America. It's not like most of California. It's rural, it's mountainous, it's a wonderful area. And he had the privilege of representing that, and he really represented it faithfully, which is one of the rare things that happen in politics when a Republican has a district that's quote-unquote bulletproof. It's hard to get them defeated because it's such a rock-ribbed Republican district. And unlike so many of the Republicans that get districts like that and just kind of settle back and, boy, I got it made, I don't have to do anything, Richardson took it as a part of his armor, and he was a real bad boy in that legislature to the extent that the governor, then later President Reagan, was actually lobbying him to get him to go for a tax increase, and he got up and walked out.
So, you know, I remember something about him in the past. He's been out of office. How long was he in office? When was his last year in office? Do you remember?
I don't remember the last year. He was in for about 20 years, and I think he retired sometime in the 90s. So he was there the whole time Reagan was president, and some of the time that Reagan was governor.
Wow, wait a minute. That's amazing. So you were really the first head of GOA, basically, then, weren't you?
Essentially, yes, because they had set it up after they had a Gun Owners of California, and they realized that they weren't going to be able to do that much from California if they wanted to impact Washington. So Richardson called people he knew in Washington, and ultimately, I got a call from him. He came out, and we hit it off, and I was in that position for years and years and years, and it was a great privilege to be able to work for a guy like that where I didn't have to look over my shoulder, and he was everything he said he was. He was not acting. He was serious about defending the Constitution and pushing back on the liberals, and he had plenty to push back on him in California.
Well, we know, and people don't like to hear this, but Reagan was very, very much a liberal in California, and in some ways not much better than he got to be president. Nonetheless, so you've had 40-some years on your belt heading up the, I think, the most straightforward gun advocate group in the country, and I've been around a lot of them. I've been a member of the NRA, lifetime member, actually. I mean, I guess I still am, although no longer send me the magazines. I signed up lifetime membership years ago, and they couldn't even send me out anything to me, I guess. I wasn't responding to them. So I guess I dropped my membership, whether like it or not, lifetime or not. But your group was among uncompromising group. The NRA and others have compromised. Matter of fact, they helped pass gun control bills that people should get upset about. But for some reason, they still clamor about the NRA, although I do know they're losing membership, are they not?
Well, I think one of the things that happened, interestingly enough, was from time to time, there would be kind of a breakthrough moment. And there would be issues that were being fought. And in the early days, even when you and I first got acquainted, Gun Owners of America wasn't that large an organization. If there were some kind of a disagreement between how to approach an issue between gun owners and NRA, there weren't very many people that knew about gun owners, that knew that there was an alternative, that even might have heard that what the NRA was doing wasn't the best decision possible. But as time went by, the Gun Owners of America grew, and it's now at a point where it can't be ignored. I remember one of the fellows 2-3 years ago was up on the Hill lobbying, and he was in a, I guess there were 2 or 3 other folks with him, different organizations had gone in together because they had a common interest in a piece of legislation. And one of the staffers there at the meeting said, "Oh, you're from Gun Owners of America. Man, your email are loud." So they know that there's just a lot of people involved in Gun Owners of America. It's not a paper tiger, and it reminds me, when we're talking about this, about what a one-time Republican leader in the Senate, Everett Dirksen, was fond of saying. By the way, this is long enough ago that Illinois had a Republican senator, and Everett Dirksen was a fairly conservative guy, and he would he had a number of clever ways of saying things. And one time he said, "Well, when I feel the heat, I see the light." And that's been kind of the watchword at Gun Owners of America. We want to make sure they can see the light, and so obviously they have to feel the heat. And now that there's some 2 million people on the Gun Owners of America email list, and folks can get it for free, just go to gunowners.org and sign up, that is the most effective tool that's been put in the hands for lots of different conservative organizations, and I'm happy to say that Gun Owners of America was one of those that fairly early on saw the opportunity in having, when you do get lots of members and you're a grassroots-oriented organization, they're the ones that not only support you financially, but they're the real action arm. Oh, your email are allowed. Yeah, that's really an ideal situation, because the politicians recognize when they see a communication come in from somebody. We were careful, and I know other groups are careful. There's technology available so that when you get a large mailing list of people, you can divide them up when you mail, so that you're sending a request for action on directed toward a certain representative from the very district that person lives in. And so the politician's not getting mail, and a Texas politician isn't getting mail from somebody in New York, at least not because of what we would have been generating at Gun Owners of America. And that, I think, has begun to make a big difference. It's made it easy and cheap for people to be part of the political process in Washington. And they're not too happy about it, but they recognize that if they want to keep coming back to that job, they're going to have to say, yes, sir.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, you know, it's hard. We were talking earlier today, folks, and Lee and I were discussing how this country has changed in our lifetime. And it's hard for us to imagine that Washington, D.C., even the politicians, senators and congressmen, can be so messed up morally, constitutionally, in every other way you can think about. I mean, it took a long time for them to get in this condition, but they have. So I don't envy GOA's job at all, nor anybody else's that's trying to make these things work in D.C., because most of the politicians, they have either sold out or just decided not to participate in these things, or they're on the other side. And that's where we are, is it not?
Well, it is, and I can attest from the one term that I spent in the Virginia legislature that it's a very subtle process of co-opting people into the what we now call the swamp to be part of the system. And unless you're really vigilant, you can get sucked in. And there's only a handful that in any legislative body that seem to have been able to withstand those very subtle pressures. And it's all the more insidious because it is subtle. It's not as if the devil comes up wearing a red suit and sporting a pitchfork and saying, I'm the devil and I'm here to take you to hell. No. He comes dressed whatever way you think is going to be most appropriate, and he's talking your jive or whatever it is. He's coming at you on your wavelength, and unless you can really fine-tune, you can get sucked in pretty easily and not even know it. And I've seen that happen to so many people, some of whom I thought when they first came to Washington, hey, maybe this one's going to make it. And more often than not, I was mistaken. They didn't. good people, just not having, probably not having the people back home. I know in my own case, when I was in the legislature, I had a wife that would be on the other end of the phone, and she helped a lot in keeping me on the straight and narrow. And if you don't have a support group around you when you're in such a corrosive environment, you can end up just kind of blubbing right down into the swamp.
You know, that's true, I guess, of society and the environment overall. I mean, same thing happens to other people out in normal society. But D.C. really is a cesspool in a lot of different ways. And you were blessed to be wise enough to see that and keep clear of that and have people support you. But now we're being this issue tonight, of course, about the GOA and what's happening in the country. We're also talking today that we are seeing some huge progress in our favor across the country as far as constitutional carry states. About not too far away from half of them are now constitutional carry, including our state, praise God, West Virginia. But more and more states are saying, hey, you have a right to carry concealed or unconcealed, don't need a permit, this is a constitutional right. Actually, it's your duty, arm yourselves and go out and enjoy your lives. And that's what's going on, is it not?
It is, and of course, for the liberals, the disappointing fact is that it doesn't produce the image of the OK Corral, which was, by the way, quite atypical in the West. But nevertheless, it doesn't lead to a violent society. Violent societies exist where there's stiff gun control, where Democrats are in control, and we call them cities. And that's why they're so dangerous, is because the people there have been disarmed, and their schools are teaching them all kinds of immoral things, and the society begins to just kind of come unraveled, and it's really a pity because it's largely avoidable.
Yes.
And we've been, you know, when you look at our history, I just marvel. Somebody may not believe as I do, but as a Christian, I can see God's hand in how we got to where we are, because lots of countries have been established on a colonial basis all over Latin America, where my wife is from, all over many parts of the rest of the world. And we're the only one that, when we fought to get independence, we didn't end up being worse than we were when we were under the colonial thumb. We actually set up a system that was just about the best that's ever been anywhere in the world at any time. And we wandered from that, but from time to time, I can see God's hand throughout our history bringing a reawakening of the American people. And that's something that I hope happens again. But it happened in just a few years before our war for independence. We were drifting nicely into the swamp back then. We didn't call it the swamp then, but that's really what it was. And then there was an awakening, and there were preachers that were preaching the independence from England as a godly thing to do. The king was even known to have lamented more than once that the regiment I fear the most in America is the black-robed regiment, which at the time was a description of the clergy who typically wore black robes. He knew where the trouble was coming from, and it was substantially coming from the pulpits.
Well, we could use that again today.
Happen again.
We could use that again today. As a matter of fact, most of my articles I'll be writing on the chapters of my next book concerns a lot about that, because of the blame for the demise of any nation, according to many speakers other than me, a lot of preachers, old-time preachers, is really at the foot of the church, at the doorstep of the church, and even more specifically at the foot of the pulpit. If the pulpits are dead and cold, what do you think is going to happen to the rest of the church members and then society? But, you know, we have seen some progress, and you mentioned about the cities. The most violent places to be are where the least guns are available to good people. Chicago, New York, and many, many more towns across country we can name that have the strictest gun control laws. And I always am amazed how many people are killed with guns in Chicago, but there's no guns allowed there. I can't figure that out.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the encouraging things is that even people who have been voting for a quarter of a century, as they have in South Texas, for the Democrat Party, didn't hardly matter who it was, unless maybe it was Jesse James, they would vote for whoever was on that ballot as a Democrat. And in McAllen, Texas, which is the southernmost city in Texas, maybe the U.S., I'm not sure, Florida has one further south, but anyway, pretty far south, and in a very deep indentation into Mexico, and a huge Hispanic population in this one area, in this, I think it's Hidalgo County, down in South Texas, where McAllen is, 85% Hispanic, and substantially Democrat voting area for years and years and years. Well, just a couple weeks ago, not even that quite, they voted for a Republican, and an Hispanic, by the way. His name is something like Javier Villalobos. It sounds pretty Hispanic to me. He's now the mayor of that town. You know?
Wow.
And so there is hope that as people have been disappointed time and again by the Democrats, we wondered how long they would take it. Well, maybe they're starting to not take it anymore. And if it can happen in McAllen with something that everybody would have assumed is, oh, they're never going to vote Republican. That's a Democrat area if there ever was one. Well, it ain't no more.
Well, you know, the same can be said for our state. I've been in this state all my life, 72 years, except for the time that I was in the military. I was here, and we were a Democrat state for 50 years of my lifetime, maybe even longer in this state. Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. Very seldom, you know, anything in the way of Republicans. But we've changed over the last 8 years remarkably to what we'll call, I guess, a red state. And I'm so glad to hear that. Our legislature is made up of the vast majority of Republicans or Democrats, and some things have happened here that we like. For again, the no permit needed to carry concealed in this state any longer. That was passed through a Republican controlled majority in the houses. And I'm not a Republican or Democrat in any sense of the way. I go for the one that knows the right man or woman, or man I prefer, for office. And I don't care what party he's from. If he's a man, I want to support, I'll support him. So, but a lot of Republicans, as you all know, are just about as bad as Democrats, maybe worse, because they talk out of one side of the mouth and do something on the other side. But we are an example of a state that's switched a lot in that direction. But of course, Larry, 50 years ago, the Democrats were considered conservatives.
There were many that were. That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Although,
in fact, the Democrat Party, we ought to remember, was born to defend slavery, and Jim Crow was a Democrat Party.
Hang on through the break, Larry. Got to go to the break. Folks, grab the break. We'll take phone calls, too. If you want to join the conversation, love to have you. 844-769-2944. Get your glass of tea and come and join us.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
Football theme song has been playing for 28 years on this broadcast, and it's more true today than it ever has been. Pick up your sword and shield and get on the battlefield. This is a war for the soul of a nation, for the soul of our children and grandchildren. And we were talking during the break. Well, we have a lot of good conversation during the break. We'll try to bring up a date on that. We were talking before the break, though, about a lot of things and how some sections of the country have changed their view on we'll say, political issues. And thank God West Virginia is one of them that did that. But Larry, people don't understand something. I don't think a lot of them. I mean, I don't mean this coming across being arrogant at all or some kind of know-it-all, because I certainly am not. But we have to understand something that the scriptures teach us that we seem sometimes not to look at too deeply. We talk about constitutional rights. And I guess, in a sense, I know what the founders meant by that. I understand he said they were given to us by our God. But in a sense, God does not give rights. He gives duties. And then when you fulfill his duty, he blesses you. So a duty to keep and bear arms is all through the scriptures, including Luke 22:36. To defend your family. And we're told in scriptures that if we do not defend our own families, we have denied the faith and are worse than an infidel. And that doesn't just mean against a thief breaking through your door. That means against corrupt politicians or immoral teachings in schools, public school system. If you put your children in a school system that's destroying the morals, you are denying to defend your family, you deny the faith in God, and you're worse than an infidel. That's the book, people. I didn't write it. But it's a duty, Larry. It's not, God is sovereign. He gives us duties and then blessings when we obey. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. In the Old Testament, we're told that there was a time when a king was in Israel who knew not the Lord. And
yes.
When the people themselves didn't under the judges. And you kept seeing the people fall along with their leaders into real suffering because they kept trying to do things their own way. They thought they didn't need God, and they turned their back. And it's very clear that part of the problem that they faced was they got disarmed by the people that were oppressing them. Disarmament is the prelude to real heavy-handed, big-time tyranny. And you read it in the Bible, and you can read it in 20th century history going on right now in the 21st century. Being faithful brings blessings often, not always, but even in tough times, it makes it so you can make it through without losing your mind. And when we wander, it's just like the sun coming up in the east. There will be unhappy consequences.
Absolutely. Well, John, Calvin said, and this is a paraphrase, I don't mean exactly, but the way God punishes his people is giving them wicked leaders. And that's very true. That's also in the book of Psalms, folks. He put people leaders over his people that hated his people. He put people over his people that hated them because God said that my people have become a reproach to me. That's a sad thing to say. But through many, many years of propaganda in every way possible, through the entertainment system, through the public school system, our minds have been gradually changed. Matter of fact, Eric Hoffer said this back in 1996. Propaganda does not deceive people. Now, this is important. It merely helps them to deceive themselves.
That's well put. That way they don't object nearly as much when all these things actually start to happen, because they know, well, that is what I wanted. Eventually they'll get to a point where they will object, and hopefully that's going to happen in this country before it's too late and before we're unable to really effectively oppose it. And that's why I've been somewhat hopeful about what happened down in McAllen, Texas. It could be that between Obama and Biden and sort of the lack of real spine in the part of Bush, in fact, both Bushes, the only Republican that behaved in any kind of consistent, constitutionally minded fashion was Donald Trump, and he wasn't exactly a constitutional scholar himself, but he had at least the guts to fight, and I think that's why he has such an appeal, and why I think if the election were held today, he might win overwhelmingly, because there were a lot of people I expect didn't go vote. And I'm not going to argue that the election was stolen. I think probably was in several key states. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of the good guys, a lot of the folks that would vote for constitutionally minded candidates didn't vote. They just stayed home. And those are the data that you can't ignore. We've got to do our job to get all of our folks involved and committed. And if they don't, then what we're going through now is going to happen every time.
Well, again, it's just what I've seen, what you've seen is enough to break anybody's heart of our country, and watch the way it's fallen to the wayside and how it's been done. It didn't happen overnight. It's like cancer, it may take months or years to kill you. A cancer of sin, a cancer of ignorance, a cancer of propaganda that's been fed to us gradually every day. And even in our time in school, back in the 50s and 60s, we were fed a lot of Marxism, communism in our studies. We didn't know it. We still had some ungodliness left in the 50s. I remember our teachers and my Mrs. Anna Dodrill was the first one in my life ever told me about Jesus Christ. She actually had preachers come, and when you could do that back then, we know this is all wrong now and immoral, but she had preachers come and speak to the students, and she had three classes in the room. She had preachers come and talk to us. Now, we know today now, folks, that's very immoral, and she shouldn't have done that. It's unconstitutional. We know all that, but she did. And you know what? The Ten Commandments are hanging on the wall. They were the rules of the school, of her room. And she actually taught us morality. She would teach the young ladies how to sit as a young lady. Now, this is a true story, Larry, I'm telling you. The woman loved Christ, and she wasn't afraid to say it. Now, this is what we come up through. But even with all that and the good intentions behind that, we were still being taught evolution. We're still being told a lot of things that were totally untrue, and the teachers probably didn't know they were, but they were, and we were being spoon-fed socialism even then. And it started long before you and I were born. It started big time under Roosevelt. But it's really, really upped itself in the last 30, 40 years. It's now in every part of society, especially in the schools and in colleges. It's absolutely amazing what they get by with now for what they call education.
In fact, I would say you could go back at least to Woodrow Wilson. When that Democrat was elected president, one of the first things he did was to resegregate the armed forces. They had been desegregated by Republican predecessors, and the Democrat Wilson couldn't look to try to get back to Jim Crow. And that's been the history of the Democrat Party, is controlling people first through slavery and then through laws that were kind of slavery without the name slavery. And even today, they're still trying to control everything that we do through the schools. And I think you've really pointed to something that's a serious problem. And until we can clean up the schools, and one way to do it, if you can't affect that with a magic wand today, if at all possible, even if it means a reduction in family income, educate the kids at home. Educate them with a group of other like-minded parents where the burden can be spread around some. But you've simply got to keep the kids from being overcome by the glue in their brains of socialism and disbelief.
Right on. I'm very well spoken. Boy, the phone line's quiet tonight. I know people are listening, but they're probably enjoying the conversation. If you have something you want to add to the conversation, we want to hear from you. Your opinion does matter. It truly does. What you have to say, you may very well teach us something that we don't know. So you feel free to call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And on the flip side of the coin, where some states are going, as West Virginia had, more in the conservative, almost say constitutional way in some areas, Colorado has done the opposite of the last few years. They went from a somewhat conservative state to now they have a governor. They just signed 3 more gun control bills into law in Colorado because of a couple of shootings out there. And now, I'm not making light of the shootings, folks. I'm not doing that. But every shooting that happens, you can believe it's not the gun's fault. It's a lack of moral been taught our young people, and it's a lack of moral been taught in society as a whole. And life has been cheapened to the point that they murdered 75, 80 million unborn babies. And who knows how many they've killed other than that we don't know about. So that's when that gets to the point that life is that cheap. As a matter of fact, Larry, did you know that in Oregon, they just passed a bill that your body can be composted and turned into fertilizer, and they can sell it out of state?
Oh, well, what a jolly thought. At least there's some value to human life, huh?
I guess. I mean, you see what I'm saying? When we've lost that kind of respect for life or even death, why we scratch your head because there's a shooting going on? We put our children on mind-altering drugs. They're hyped up, drugged up from legal drugs, not to mention the illegal drugs. And we wonder why they have shootings in school. What's a gun's fault? No, it's not. How many times has crime been stopped because somebody had a gun, but you never hear about that, do you?
You don't hear about it, Butch. And what we're seeing is the schools and all too often the churches that are heading down the wrong road and not really teaching anything resembling the Ten Commandments. You've got a government that increasingly is saying, we will take care of you, and if you don't like it, sit down and shut up or we'll put you in jail. I think there is the countervailing reaction that could be on its way, and I like to look at things like the election in McAllen, Texas, and there have been some other areas that were, even when Trump was elected, he was elected in some measure by people who had voted for Democrats most of their life, and they began to see that the Democrats were making it hard for them. If they were miners, if they were coal miners, they were being put out of work by the people they were voting for. And
that's
similar
true.
Things like that were happening around the country. And so people began to say, well, I don't know about these Republicans, but they can't be any worse than the Democrats. And so I think there was some of that that went behind Donald Trump getting elected. And he turned out to be substantially a man of his word. In fact, from my vantage point, I thought he did better than I was expecting, because I don't expect much from politicians. And he either accomplished what he said he was going to try to do, or at least he tried to do it when he was in office. And that's a pretty good example for the rest of the Republicans, especially if they want to have a successful time at it, then they need to follow that example. And by the way, go back to McAllen, Texas, that I was talking about earlier. Those were the kinds of themes that this Republican mayor, the new mayor, was sounding when he got elected, about getting government off our back, about government messing things up. And it's time that we enable the free spirit of America to once again be the engine of progress and success. And that is something that the Democrats don't want to talk about. They have been the party of slavery, of Jim Crow, and of government regulation. And all too often, the Republicans have slid into saying me too to that. And I think, are at a point where perhaps we've got at least some Republicans that are willing to say, enough. We got to definitely leave that behind us. That's killing us. That's poison in that cup. Don't drink any more from it. And hopefully, I think a lot of people are beginning to say, yeah, you know, it really doesn't taste that good anyway. We better look for something else.
Well, it doesn't take a rocket science to see that we're way off track in every way possible in this country. Every way you can think of. When the moral values are undermined, there's nothing left to build on. Once that foundation's gone, pretty much you've destroyed the country and society. And so there's not much of that hasn't affected in every way possible. But, you know, you were talking about the churches nowhere too, and the church's role in trying to, our duty to keep this nation on a moral basis. Matter of fact, we're told by John Adams and others that the church was the compass of the nation. So if the church loses its way, guess what the nation does? But just listen to this. Yep. This is part of the article I'm writing out that will be in my next book. Many of the Catholic sects or denominations, they're different denominations of Catholics. I didn't know that. Many of the Catholic denominations, Baptist denominations, the Church of the Brethren, the Mennonites, the Presbyterians, the Anglican, the Quakers, the Episcopal, the Church of Christ, Methodist, Pentecostal, Lutheran, Seventh-day Adventist, Charismatic, Unitarian, all in some way support sexual perverts, sexual deviancy, sodomites, lesbianism, trans, and more. Now, there may be one that's a member of these don't agree with this, but nonetheless, these denominations do. Some of them, like I said, the Baptists, I was shocked on that. Many of the so-called Baptist denominations are softening down on this issue of sexual deviancy, of what God calls sodomy. And this is when you see it happening in the churches, what's going to happen in society? Folks, this is for real thing. This is for real. And I'll say this. I'm saying this out loud, but I'm telling you straight up and down. If you're wearing the label of one of these denominations, you're actually giving it credibility. You should not do that. You should be break free from that and come out from among them, be ye separate, and do what God tells us to do. Let's take a phone call before we're in our time. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah, now, Mary Schools. Now, here's one of the problems with our schools today. All have these flashing lights in them, these classrooms, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about the, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've read something about that. Yes, I have.
You hear Pavlov's dogs, that.
Right,
that's what's going on. Now then, there in D.C., I'm not sure, did you ever see that video by Pastor Peters called D.C. Street Sorcery?
I don't think so.
I tell you, you put it on your website. I'm not sure if you all just see it. See, Washington, D.C. Is enthralled. It's under a spell ever since 1812, 1814.
Well, we know it's a heavily Masonic city. It was founded by same Masons and even has a Masonic symbols in the city layout. We know that to be true.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Kabbalah magic.
That's well, that was proud of
me. The whole Washington, D.C. rebuilt.
When it was rebuilt after the war. Okay, all right.
I didn't know that.
I have to check that out. I did not know that.
Lot of stones have taken out Washington, D.C., not Washington, D.C., Egypt, and brought there to Washington, D.C.
Well, I do know for a fact, and this is a fact, Larry, this is a book I've got entitled, it's written by John Daniel. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But it exposes a lot of things people don't know about the Catholic influence in this country. Did you know that Washington, D.C. was built on a piece of land they called Rome, and the guy that owned the property is named Pope. Now that's quite a coincidence, is it not? But this is all true. The book's entitled The Great Design Exposed. The Great Design Exposed. We got them here for $10 at ministry. It's a 400-some page book. Fantastic book. Tells you things behind the scenes that I did not know. And once I read it, I thought, well, this makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense. Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah, but best to see that. It tells you a lot more at why we're in deep doo-doo right now.
Okay, well, we know Satan has been behind a lot of all nations falling. He's definitely in that. Mick, I got to jump. Good call, though. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for the info. But the book I just mentioned, Larry, The Great Design Exposed, is phenomenal. And I knew some of this information. And we're not naive enough to know that Satan was not in this country's founding because he hated it. The idea of what he stood for in this country, at least in the beginning, was about as pure as you're going to find anywhere else. But Satan didn't like that. So he sowed among us while men slept tares that have turned this country down, piece by piece by piece. And that's what the Bible says happens. When men sleep, and we've slept, I'm guilty, I'm raising both hands, I'm guilty, I slept. Because, you know, I had a mail, I lived in America, man. I was making a living, I was living the dream, So I was asleep, I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. I trusted my government. And they would never break the Constitution or their oath. That's how naive I was at one time, Larry. I wore the uniform of a U.S. Air Force sergeant, and now they call it a senior airman, a sergeant at the time. And I went to Vietnam thinking I was doing the duty of my country. And when I got to realize what I'd done when I got home, I was sick in my stomach. I saw some things that I don't even talk about now a whole lot of. I mean, I know they shipped heroin home in body bags on C-130s. I know that because I saw it. But I thought, well, it's our side. They're doing something good with it. That's how naive I was at 20 years old, 21 years old.
Well, a lot of us do a lot of maturing. I didn't have that kind of an experience when I've been abroad. But even just being abroad and going to other countries, and when you come back, you see the United States with all its shortcomings, and there are many, it's still such a relief because other places are struggling more and more. They're having less and less success than even we. But if that doesn't provide a wake-up, I don't know what could, because it shows that, well, there's still hope in the United States. There's still an opportunity to get things back on track. And I think many people that have gone abroad, if they had their eyes open and could see that these other places are in a lot worse shape, when they come back home, that ought to give them a lot of motivation to want to try to get things back to the Constitution.
Well, you know, it's amazing, again, to me that we see these things happening every day, and we see the progression of the evil coming forth. So you and I, according to the Bible, we're supposed to stand up with the armor on and say this is far enough. What do we win or lose on this earth as far as we consider winning or losing? is none of our business, is it? Duty is ours, consequences are God's. We stand up and do what's right, no matter what we may think will come out of it. It's our duty to do what's right, is it not?
That's exactly right. And in the end, if we really believe what the Bible is saying, God is sovereign, and he expects us to be faithful, and we're not sovereign. We don't control the outcome of everything. Obviously, as far as I've ever been able to see, you can make things a lot worse by pretending as if God doesn't exist, and you can do whatever you bloody well want. Then if you really want to see how bad things can get, just go ahead and act on that basis, and you'll find out.
Well, that's what happened in the book of Judges. Everybody did what was right in their own eyes. And
yes,
that's how they got in the mess in the first place. We've seen it happen here, and it's still happening. God help us, more and more every day. We have no real foundation longer to build anything on, because it's been destroyed. Again, when the moral foundation is destroyed, the Bible says, "When the foundation be destroyed, what can a righteous do?" Christ is a cornerstone of society. Christ is a cornerstone of creation. According to Colossians, he said not only did he create all things, and they exist because of him, but they consist because of him. So when something consists,
yes,
of something, that's what makes it up. When Christ is taken out of society, society crumbles. It's like bricks without mortar. It will not stand. And Christ's been taken out of society, and a society is crumbling. Gettysburg, PA. I was up this past week, up here a few days, and I love this. I learned about Civil War. Gettysburg, PA was full of homosexual flags in the town and outside the town. I was stunned and angered, because I have 6 grandchildren and a great-grandchild on the way. It's going to grow up in a society where they don't know it's wrong for 2 men to cohabitate or 2 women to cohabitate, and they can adopt children and call themselves normal. That's what my grandchildren are facing. It makes me angry, Larry. Why are these so-called denominations supporting homosexuality when they know the Bible is against it, if they believe the Bible at all? This really makes me angry, because it's destroying my grandchildren's futures.
Well, part of it is the corruption of language. And if we are willing to allow the word family to be applied to what you just described, well, then we're part of the problem of not recognizing that the way we think with the words we use is being corrupted, because those words no longer mean what they're supposed to mean.
Amen.
And they often,
amen,
can mean something very, very different. So
it's like the word,
we've got to be very vigilant.
Amen. It's like the word gay. Folks, give gun owners a call at 888-86-GUNS. 888-86-GUNS. Toll free number. Call them up, folks, and support them. They're worthy of your support, I promise. We'll see you tomorrow night. And Larry Pratt, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you soon again, my brother.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.